this week on Jags Wired. It was a flex your muscles kind of game for the Jaguars defense.
He is going to be hit again. That ball's out again. Ngakoue hit him that time.
We look back at the hot Jags victory in snowy Cleveland.
This is hell. This should be illegal.
The Jaguars rookie blindside blocker was wired for sound. You'll hear and see Cam Robinson's day against the Browns. Plus,
it's a lot going on in the backfield, and it worked perfectly.
We'll take a closer look at a touchdown for one of the longest tenured Jags. All that and more on Jags Wire.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Right now, we're at top of the AFC South. Congratulations.
The Jaguars enjoyed the moment, but it was clear from head coach Doug Marrone's speech that with the workload ahead, the celebration shouldn't last long. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. The Jaguars took a winning streak to Cleveland on Sunday and hoped to stoke the fires on the worst weather day they'd seen in years. It wasn't the most efficient offensive performance of the season, but when you have a defense that sacks the quarterback and creates turnovers, you don't worry. The defense dominated and finished the game for the Jaguars, as you'll relive in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
Let's go! Shoot like this. Right here, it's football weather right here, baby. I think the boys down in Jacksonville can't handle the cold, huh? We're going to show everybody.
Cleveland plays host to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Whenever it's cold, step up. It's our time. It's our time. They say a trap set for us. They say a trap set for us, man.
Cool day. It's in the mid-30s. There are snow flurries. An important time opportunity for the Jaguars to get to 7-3.
We can go as far as we want. So let's carry these boys. Let's go.
Back here, man. Once again, Sunday time, man. You know what time it is, man. DB's ready. Whole team ready. Ready to shut this thing down, man. See you at the end, baby.
Lambeau approaches. He puts his foot to it, and we are underway.
Let's go, D. We're rolling.
3rd and 5 here. So Kizer drops the throw. Looks to his left, and he is going to get pulled down from behind. Malik Jackson got him. That's a sack for Malik, but it's a 3 and out, and Cleveland will have to punt it away. Play fake. Kizer looks, fires in the middle of the field. Picked off by Telvin Smith at the 45. Into Cleveland territory inside the 40-yard line. Telvin still on his feet, reverses his field. Dives forward now. Tackled from behind inside the 35-yard line.
And he read Deshone Kizer's eyes the entire way. And holy cow, Telvin Smith broke perfectly and made a great two-handed catch and almost got a huge return out of it.
Do,
3rd down and 3 from the 26 of Cleveland. Dropping is Bortles. Rolling to his left now. He throws it complete to Lee. 1st down inside the 15-yard line. Marquise knocked out of bounds near the 10. Blake did a nice job out of the pocket. Got it to Marquise Lee. That'll be a 1st down at the 9-yard line of Cleveland. Play fake. Blake still has it. Fires to the right side of the end zone. That is caught into the end zone for the touchdown. Mercedes Lewis scores another one. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
And holy cow, what a huge play. Awfully, obviously created off of the interception by Telvin Smith.
Blake, great job. Great job. We'll get it right back for you.
Finally got it. Great job, baby.
Shotgun for Kizer. Crowell back in the game, dropping his Kizer. Ball is knocked out of there. That ball is knocked out, and he had to get on top of it. It was knocked out, and he fell on top of it at his 22-yard line. Nice work by the Jaguars. That'll go as a sack back at the 22-yard line, and they'll have to punt it away. There's the give to Leonard Fournette. To the 35, into the open field goes Leonard along the right sideline. Into Browns territory, he's going to be tripped up by the shoelaces. Inside the 40-yard line, man, he's got that burst back today. He got it to the 38-yard line of Cleveland. 38-yarder from the left hash. Brad gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And the field goal attempt is good. He is 8 out of 8, and Jacksonville extends the lead, dropping his Kaiser. Looking to the right, fires the ball in the middle of the field. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. It was a seam route.
All right, now we answer. Now we answer. Let's go. Now we answer. One play at a time, just like we've been doing, moving the ball.
Blake drops the throw. Fires along the left sideline. Diving attempt. Did Dede Westbrook make the diving catch? Yes, he did. His first catch as a pro is a diving catch just shy of midfield. He caught it at the 49-yard line, a 28-yard gain, and a first down for Jacksonville. Play fake. They throw it to the middle of the field. Caught by Mercedes Lewis. Has it inside the 40. That's going to be a first down. It was a quick hitter to Mercedes Lewis, and it got it all the way to the 36-yard line of Cleveland. 41-yarder from the left hash. Norman gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And he missed it. Josh Lambeau's first miss is a kicker for the Jaguars. Kaiser takes the knee. We have played 30 minutes in snowy, blustery Cleveland.
Oh, it's beautiful here, Frank.
We got this one. Hey, no, we got this one. We got this one.
High end over end, very short kick by Nortman. Peppers field, and he fumbled it. The ball is on the ground, but I think Cleveland is going to recover. Maybe not.
No,
the ball
came out.
The ball came out again. It is on the ground. Let's see who's recovered it. The Jags are saying they have it, and they do. Jacksonville has recovered the fumble by Jabril Peppers. He drops the throw. It's an all-out blitz. Blake tries to spin away. The ball is out. That ball is fumbled, and I think Cleveland has recovered it. Kaiser drops the throw. He is going to get hit, and he's going to get sacked. He ran back into the sack. Dante Fowler Jr. got him all the way back outside the 40-yard line at the 43 of Jacksonville. Kaiser in a shotgun. Drops the throw. Throws it out to the left side. And I think that is picked off by A.J. Boye. A.J. Boye jumped around and picked it off at the 48-yard line of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Great work by A.J. Boye. His fourth interception of the season. The give to Fournette to the left side into the open field to the 45. To the 40-yard line of Cleveland. Terrific run by Leonard Fournette. Third down and 6. He drops the throw. It's a blitz. Blake fires a crossing route. Caught by Marquise Lee. First down. He's going to get knocked out of bounds inside of the 30-yard line. It's a 39-yarder. Nortman gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up. And that kick is good. So Josh Lambeau has extended the lead. Jacksonville now leads it 13-7.
They're holding that ball out there.
Yeah.
That was you trying to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're holding that ball out there.
Four-man rush. Now it's a five-man rush, and they're going to get there. The ball is out. The ball is picked up by Dante Fowler Jr. Now they're going to whistle it dead down by contact.
After reviewing the play, the quarterback was fumbling the ball on the way down. It was clearly recovered by Jacksonville.
So Cleveland's got to go 80 yards in a minute 24. They don't have a timeout. Kaiser drops the throw. He is going to be hit again. That ball's out again. Ngakoue hit him that time. Dante Fowler tries to fall on it. The ball is in the end zone. Jacksonville has fallen on it for a touchdown. They're not going to take that one away. Telvin Smith in the end zone for the score, and that'll finish it off.
What a great pass rush by that Jaguar defense.
Brother, what did I tell you, bro?
He like that.
He like that.
Yeah, all day.
Blake will take a knee one time and they'll get to a warm locker room.
Nothing better than a little victory formation. A dominating performance by this Jaguar defense. And we've said it for a couple weeks now, Frank. This is the best defense in the NFL.
Definitely.
Yeah! Let's go! Let's go!
All God, baby. All God. Best D-line in the league, man. All God, baby.
Right now, we're at top of the AFC South. Sorry. Congratulations. Yeah. All right, good. All right. Now, the bad part is, okay, it's not the end of the season yet. Got a long way to go.
Let's go. Fail me on three. 1, 2, 3. Fail.
Coming up on Jags Wire.
It's mine.
It's now, baby.
Come on with it.
Cam Robinson took our microphone onto the snowy field in Cleveland. Find out how the rookie dealt with the tough conditions.
You know, I think that I've worked harder to stay here than it, you know, took me to get here. So,
plus, we'll take a closer look at the touchdown, which made Mercedes Lewis's 150th start a little warmer. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wired.
Clean it up. We'll get ready to go to work. But right now, we're 7-3. Yeah. Try to get to 8-3, baby. Yes,
Calais Campbell might be the most important and impactful free agent to ever sign in Jacksonville. His production on the field and his presence in the Jags locker room cannot be overstated. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars' formula for winning asks quarterback Blake Bortles to make good decisions and accurate throws. His touchdown pass to give the Jaguars an early lead in Cleveland did both, as you'll see in this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
And Bortles off the play fake, looking for Mercedes Lewis. He's got him for the touchdown. The fifth touchdown this season for Lewis, and the Jaguars strike first.
Originally, when I came into the NFL, I set out to play 10 years, and then 10 years flew by. Stayed pretty healthy, no major injuries. You know, here I am in my 12th year, feeling better than I did in year six.
True professional, you know, and I'm not just pulling his chain or whatnot. I tell him that's why he's been doing it at a high level for so long.
You know, I think that I've worked harder to stay here than it, you know, took me to get here. So I think having that attitude has always kept me, you know, working hard and always having an edge and trying to gain an advantage on my opponents.
Nathaniel Hackett loves him. He loves that big body, that big target, that big catch radius, and he knows how to get the plays up in the game plan that he's featured in.
All right, so this play is a 13 personnel, which is three tight ends, and this play was actually, you know, a check with me kind of thing.
And we had a check on it that if they lined up differently, we were going to call another play so that we could come back and call this play again. But it worked out. They lined up the way we thought they were.
I went out as if I was blocking the outside zone play. Held it for a couple counts just to sell it.
I think Blake had an outstanding play fake. I mean, that was just pretty cool, you know, dropping it on the side right there. The action, the back slamming it up in there, and then Mercedes coming off the ball on this outside linebacker. You know, like we said earlier, he's been blocking at a high level and playing at a high level this year. And this kind of action is going to all eyes on the defense goes to the backfield thinking it's run.
But, you know, when it's live bullets going and they don't know if I'm blocking outside zone or not sure, you know, where to put their eyes because we got a lot of, like, it's a play action fake, too. So it's a lot going on in the backfield and it worked perfectly.
It's easy. Let's go.
Coming up on Jags Wired, at times this season, it's looked easy for rookie Cam Robinson. He wore a microphone during his day against the Browns. Check it out next.
When you come here, I will be all over your ass. You got it?
The Jaguars needed a left tackle to solidify their offensive line. And last April, Doug Marrone let it be known that Robinson was his pick, and so he'd better be ready. Welcome back to Jags Wired. 10 games into the season, and it's clear that Cam Robinson was the right choice. He's massive, athletic, talented, and a fierce competitor. See for yourself in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Oh! 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 Inside foot.
Yeah, what'll help you is just focus on his inside foot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Good.
Blake still has it. Fires to the right side of the end zone. That is caught into the end zone for the touchdown. Mercedes Lewis scores another one.
Big fella. Big fella. That's mine.
It's now, baby.
Come on with it.
Let's go.
Pedal to the metal, foot to the throat.
You want to
combine two things there. Did you see that? You didn't even catch it.
I didn't.
This is hell. This should be illegal. Hell no.
We got storms down in Louisiana.
Hurricanes. Hurricanes. A little bit too. That's still a good rate. That came
Did
from like backside. Yeah, oh, it was perfect. It was perfect. We was good.
Let's keep it like that, though.
Yeah, we good.
It's the first time I've ever seen snow. It's the first time I've ever seen snow.
For real?
Yeah.
Woo! This is about my second or third time.
Yeah.
Mr. Ralph. That's how you did it. This is easy. It's easy. Let's go. Oh, I hit you in the face. I hit you in the face. Come on, big dog. You know me better than that. You know me better than that.
Man,
them benches get me right.
Yeah.
Them benches beat my whole.
So hot on my ass.
That's what I wanted. That's how I needed to be.
I had to put a towel down. That's too hot on my ass.
Hey, we need one right here, O. Ain't no one. It's a f***ing need.
And that kick is good.
Lumbo!
There you go!
Lumbo!
There we go, there we go, there we go.
Thank y'all, boys. Thank y'all, boys.
Thank you.
Thank y'all, boys. Thank y'all, boys. Thank y'all, boys.
Yeah.
Don't look. Don't hit me. It's too cold for that. You good, big dog.
Coming up, we'll hear more from Cleveland. That's next on Jags Wired.
I left first one for the cold, man. We won. Let's go to JVU. Finally go to JVU.
Marcel Darius echoed the sentiments of most of his teammates after a big win on a frigid day. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The offensive line has been a puzzle in recent weeks, thanks to injuries. But it appears they may have found an important new piece, as Jeff Loggeman explains in this week's Hidden Gems.
Chris Reed had an outstanding start at left guard in Cleveland, and that performance may earn him another start. It was that good. Let me show you. On the first block, he's trying to reach Trevon Coley, who's lined up in a wide three. A tall order for any offensive lineman to reach a guy that's wide. But look at the job that he does, and he turns Coley. Look at the hole that it creates for Fournette. A great block by Chris Reed and a tough block. Now here is a third and one, and he's going to double on the big defensive lineman, Danny Shelton. But look at the awareness that he has on the linebacker, Christian Kirksey, and he picks him up. If he doesn't pick him up, Kirksey makes this play short of the first down. A great awareness block. And on this third and six, Chris Reed is working out to the left. Look at all the defenders, the Browns that are lined up to the outside, so his attention is out there. But when nobody comes, look at how cool and calm and in placement, relationship to the tackle and the center, he stays, and his eyes come back and a looper's coming around. But power meets power. Chris Reed stops him in his tracks, giving a great pocket for Blake Bortles to convert the third down.
We'll return with Jags Wired next week when we look back at the Arizona Cardinals game. We leave you now with more sights and sounds from the Jaguars' huge win in snowy Cleveland. Good night, everybody.
Good job running by this. He tried to arm bar you a little bit, huh? Big time third down conversion right there, boy.
That cold weather, bro, hit your chest.
I need cold weather.
There you go.
Yeah!
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 Hey, there we go.
There we go.
Timeout!
He called timeout, coach. He called timeout.
That's the best thing you've done in your life.
Wife.
Wait, four beautiful children.
Outside of your four
Mary
kids.
Megan.
That's the best thing you've done. Yeah, Mary and Megan was pretty good.
Hey, let's challenge them. Let's challenge them, okay?
Let's go, Jags. 7-3, baby. 7-3. 0-10. 0-10. 0-10.
Keep doing you. Trust your eyes. You know what I mean?
Let them know what time it is, Clay.
Jacksonville, baby.
We got some young guys that made some mistakes today. We got some older guys that made some mistakes today. All right. We just got to get our focus about ourselves and focus, all right? And then let's go play. You guys with me on that? But, hey, I'm not going to be Debbie Downer. I just want to tell you what we have to do. Great job. Congratulations. Here we go. Break it down.